Now, an update on the story of those devices that scared authorities and shut down parts of Boston yesterday. The one-foot-tall signs, we now know, were part of an advertising campaign for a Cartoon Network show, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. But their placement on bridges and other high-profile spots, and their appearance, lighted circuit boards with wires and batteries, sparked fears of terrorism. The devices were also found in 9 other cities. Boston's mayor says the stunt cost police more than $750,000, and he's prepared to take legal action against Turner Broadcasting to get the money back. Well, today, the 2 men charged with putting up the devices in Boston were arraigned and released on bond after spending the night in jail. 27-year-old Peter Berdofsky and 28-year-old Sean Stevens then spoke to reporters outside the courthouse, and they set some rather bizarre ground rules.
What we really want to talk about today, it's kind of important to some people. It's haircuts in the 70s.
Yeah,
we really want to discuss the style of them.
We feel it's really important because we think it's been a big inspiration on how people live their lives today, and how they're going to live their lives in the future and how they're going to look at the past.
Haircuts and the 70s. And it went on.
For example, Afro, I think, comes kind of from the 70s. But then again, there's other styles, like the greased up hair, when they actually use grease. And I'm not totally sure where that comes from, whether or not it's from the 20s or from the... It's definitely not from the 60s, I don't think.
The 60s sort of... We're taking this very seriously.
Yeah, please don't interrupt.
The 60s,
well, after a few minutes of this, the press corps was not amused. Sounds like you aren't taking this seriously, reporters said. Berdofsky and Stevens said the same.
I mean, these guys are not taking it seriously,
yeah,
I really feel.
I really feel like we're not getting the feedback
we need. Yeah, we're not getting the feedback that we need from you guys. If you really want to talk to us, please talk to us about the topic
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah.
What was it like to spend last night in jail?
That's not a hair question. I'm sorry.
What are you disappointed about?
That's also not a hair question.
Finally, Peter Berdofsky, who has long dreadlocks, did get a hair question. Do you think if you go to prison, you'll get your hair cut? He called it a very good question, and he said he thinks the law would allow him to keep his hair.